after a fire at a budget hotel in New Delhi, India, Tuesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the latest.
An Indian minister says most of the deaths at the shoddily built Arpit Palace Hotel were due to suffocation. One guest said rescue efforts were delayed because fire engine ladders couldn't reach his floor. One of the fatalities was a woman who leapt from an upper floor to escape the flames. A video shot by a worker at a nearby hotel showed flames consuming the top of the building, which authorities say contained an unauthorized makeshift kitchen formed from sheets of fiberglass. I'm Charles Ledesma.
U.S. congressional negotiators have reached a tentative budget agreement to prevent another government shutdown. The deal would also finance the construction of new barriers along the U.S.-Mexico border, though for far less money than President Donald Trump wanted. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby is hopeful this deal will pass the test.
We believe if this becomes law, of course it will open the government.
There is far less money for a border wall than what President Trump was asking for. Shelby was asked if the White House will sign off on this.
We believe from our dealings with them and the latitude they've given us, they will support it. We certainly hope so.
At a rally in El Paso, Texas, President Trump was reserving judgment.
Maybe progress is made, maybe not.
But the president didn't seem too worried about the negotiations.
Just so you know, we're building the wall anyway.
Democrats yielded ground on demands to limit immigrant detentions by federal authorities. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Afghanistan's Taliban have named a 14-member negotiating team for upcoming peace talks with the U.S. Special Envoy Zalmay Khalilzad. The Taliban's team includes the jailed brother of the head of the powerful Taliban-affiliated Haqqani network. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Slovakian Prime Minister Peter Pellegrini